This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger. Our first reading this morning comes from the book of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says our God. Thus says the God of Israel concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. If you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them, so I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Almighty. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold. And they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Holy One. The days are surely coming, says our God, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he shall be called. God is our righteousness. Our affirmation of faith is in your bulletin. Let's rise and join together in affirming our faith. We believe in God, our maker and creator of the universe. God created the earth and all that is in it, and saw that it was very good. We believe that God has called us to protect and care for the earth, its landscapes, waterways, oceans, and skies, its flora and fauna, and its human inhabitants. We believe God calls us to consume only what we need, and not unthinkingly to grab what we want out of selfishness and greed. We believe in Jesus the Anointed One, preacher, teacher, and healer, sent by God to show us the way to live and to love. Jesus teaches us still. His message of God's reign, a reign of peace, justice, and love, a reign which favors the poor and the pariahs, is our eternal goal. We believe that we are called to work with God to make this reign a reality for all people. We believe in God's Spirit, a powerful, moving motivator available to us at all times to be used to show God's love to those in need. We believe in God's community of saints, past, present, and future, this great gathering of people working for the greater good. We are grateful for God's saints down the ages, Christian thinkers, Christian pioneers, renewers of society, reformers of the church, martyrs, apostles, faithful servants, people of prayer, and witnesses to Jesus. May we be numbered among them. Blessed be God forever. Amen.
Our focus scripture for the morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke. This is known by a couple of different names, Zechariah's song. Zechariah, you know who all remember who Zechariah is? Zechariah, he's John the Baptist's dad. And if you recall the story previous to this piece that we're going to share this morning, Elizabeth was told she was to have a child, a son, and Zechariah scoffed, and he couldn't talk after that. And then after John was born, the people were asking, well, what are you going to name this kid? And Elizabeth says, well, John, and I stirred all the people up because usually he used a family name, and John wasn't a family name. But so they asked Zechariah what he thought, and he was able to speak, and he said, his name's John. But this is Zechariah's song. It's also known in Latin by the Benedictus, which just means blessed. And so we're going to hear Zechariah's song that he sang this morning after John's birth. Pay close attention to the song. Bless the God of Israel, because God has come to help and has delivered God's people. God has raised up a mighty Savior for us in His servant David's house, just as God said through the mouths of His holy prophets long ago. God has brought salvation from our enemies and from the power of all those who hate us. God has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and remembered God's holy covenant, the solemn pledge God made to our ancestor Abraham. God has granted that we would be rescued from the power of our enemies so that we could serve God without fear in holiness and righteousness in God's eyes for as long as we live. You, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare His way. You will tell His people how to be saved through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of our God's deep compassion, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to give light to those who are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us on the path of peace. These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. Well, if you didn't catch it, Zechariah's song is not about Jesus. This is about his Zechariah's son, John, who foreshadows Jesus. It's about who we will know to become later known as John the Baptist. People will flock from all over the place to be baptized by John. In one of the Gospels, according to one of the Gospels, even Jesus himself will be baptized by John. This song is both a song of praise to God for God's promises being fulfilled. They waited a long time for that. And also a prophecy for what John the Baptist will be about. John turns out to be a pretty interesting character, a little unique, if you will. You know the story, a camel hair, he ate weird things, and it was kind of a outcast, kind of an outrigger in society. But he preached about the coming of Jesus, about the coming of God's Savior, the one that would provide, would give, would show the way to salvation. It even says in John's song, he's going to teach you how to be saved. Well, I'd like to know how to be saved, wouldn't we all? Zechariah's song says, through the forgiveness of sins. But is that all there is to it? That's pretty simple, isn't it? Ask forgiveness, you are forgiven, and, well, you're saved. Salvation is yours. But I got to wondering about that. You know, I've spent a lot of time this summer on YouTube looking at the how-to videos, you know, how to refinish hardwood floors, or how to install a bathroom vanity, how to do this, how to do that. So I thought, you know, I wonder if there's a YouTube video on how to be saved. So I searched it, and guess what? There are several. All you got to do is go to YouTube and you'll find out how to be saved. Isn't that wonderful? Technology's a cool thing, isn't it? So, well, I watched a part of a video, but they all have the same message. Accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. We hear that a lot from folk, from some of our more conservative brothers and sisters, and okay. But I think there's more to it than that. And also remember that Jesus never said that. Thanks to one of the still-speaking writers, I believe it was Matt Laney that pointed that out. Jesus never said that. But what Jesus did say, time and time again, is follow me. Not accept me, follow me. Do what I do. Learn from me how to live
a life that God would want you to live.
We can and we do follow all sorts of people. Right? Follow on Twitter. Follow on Facebook. All sorts of folk we tend to follow. But who we are created to follow, who we are called to follow each and every day of our life is Jesus. To imitate, to emulate the life that he led. Accepting of others. Never shunning anybody. Loving everyone. Living a life of peace and calling others to live that life as well. To be just in all we do with our brothers and sisters in the world. Not retributive justice, but distributive justice. What saves us, what I think saves us, is living a Jesus-like life in a world that doesn't have much time for that. This is Reign of Christ Sunday, the day we proclaim boldly, out loud, that Jesus is the one that we follow, who reigns in our lives, who directs our every step, every waking moment. It's not an easy thing to do, and we don't always do it really well, but we keep trying, and we keep proclaiming that Jesus saves us, saves others. That's how we are saved. That's how the world will be saved, and everyone in it. Not only accepting, but following. And accepting's the easy part, isn't it? We are called to follow the one who showed us how to live in peace with one another, in love with one another, to guide us on that path, that others may be guided as well. Thanks be to God. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.